For media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing today?
Doing just fine. Quite the home opener for you. A 59-0 victory over Lafayette. It appeared you played well in all phases of the game. Give me your impressions on your team's performance Saturday.
Yeah, we were really pleased with the way our guys came out and, started at a fast level and played very physical early on. Things kind of snowballed in our favor in that second quarter. We scored on an interception return, and then we had a punt return on their next possession, and then we had one offensive touchdown, and then their very next possession after that, another interception return. So there was 28 points in the second quarter, and our offense was only on the field for one of those scores. So that kind of snowballed, like I said, in our favor, and, that kind of jumped it out from a 20-point lead to a 49-point lead at halftime. And, we were able to play a lot of young guys, which was good to see because you can never duplicate game speed and game reps in practice. So it was good to get some people a lot of game experience in that game for us. And like I said, we're just really pleased with the way our guys responded after that Temple loss and came out and wanted to put on a good show for the home crowd. It was our family weekend crowd, so I'm sure a lot of their families were here. And, it worked out really well for us.
Offensively, you guys were awfully balanced in the game. 262 rushing, 250 through the air. Is that obviously you'd love to have 500 yards every week, but just in terms of the balance, is that the kind of balance you'd like to see each week?
Oh, most definitely. We're always striving to establish a running game and not have to throw it as much as we did against Temple. But what the defense is doing sometimes is gonna dictate things. We're not gonna bang our head against the wall. If they're gonna load the box, we're probably gonna throw it out there. And if we have the numbers to be able to control the ball on the ground and establish that running game, we're going to do that as well. So that would be the balance we would strive for week in and week out, which we didn't have against Temple, unfortunately.
We're here with Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Ryan Bell, another big game, 5 catches, 119 yards, 2 touchdowns, and it seems like over about the last, from the second half of last season and into this, he's as big a weapon at that position as anybody in the league. Talk a little bit about his development.
Ryan's been great. He came here as a walk-on, and he's really worked his tail off to become the player that he's become and obviously earn himself a scholarship. We rewarded him with that last spring. And Ryan and Zach seem to have really good synergy amongst themselves. They talk about it all the time. He seems to be his kind of go-to guy, not that he's not distributing the ball to other guys, but Ryan and Zach seem to be on the same page more frequently, and I know that's Zach's favorite target. He'll even say that to the guys in the locker room and when he's asked about it. So Ryan's done a great job, hard worker, excellent young man, and really pleased with the progress he's made from when he first arrived on campus to where he is today.
Switching sides of the ball, your defensive effort, I don't know that you could have asked for much more. 77 to hold Lafayette to 77 yards and negative 12 on the ground. What did you do especially well Saturday?
Real pleased again with just flying to the football and playing physical. That's gang tackling. That's what we continue to strive upon. Real pleased with the development of the young guys up front. There seem to be holding in there. We're still doing a really good job against the run. So our linebacker core and our secondary, where we have the most of our experience returning, obviously are doing their part. But just to see the development of the young guys that we have playing really for the first time up front at the defensive end position is good to see. And, we're just playing physical, and we're playing fast, and that's what you'd like to see week in and week out.
You touched on the two interceptions returns for touchdowns in the first half. How much of that is the chaos that those guys up front are causing?
Well, the first one was a tip ball. We actually had one of our guys on a blitz, and the ball was thrown, and Rob Roll, who's usually our guy on the receiving ends of the interception, he's the one that tipped it up in the air, and Jaquan Amos, our freshman corner, really did a great job breaking on the ball while it was in the air. And took that thing and then was able to run it back because there was no one on that side of the field. And then the other one, Keeling Hunter, a linebacker for us, did a super job undercutting an out route on their sideline and was able to take it down. Again, there was no one over on that side of the field, so we had pretty smooth sailing. But, really pleased with the way our guys are flying to the football and playing very physical as well.
Tough test for you guys in your CAA opener with a trip to UAlbany as you started to look at UAlbany? What are some of the challenges that they'll present?
Well, I think they have a lot of skill back on offense. Watching their film, I think they got hit the hardest in graduation with their offensive line, but watching them on film, you would not guess that. It looks like there's, I think, four first-year starters on their offensive line based off a year ago, and watching them, they look like they've been playing together for a little while now, not just three games. So they have a lot of skill back. Both quarterbacks that we faced last year are both back. Obviously, EB, as you guys were talking to Coach Gattuso about, he's back in the lineup. So, you know, one of the leading rushers from the league a year ago. And then a lot of skill at the wide receiver position from what I'm seeing on film. I know they have a couple of returners in number four and some of those guys, but I'm also seeing a lot of other numbers making catches, number five, number 85, number 83. They all seem to be making plays in the first couple of games. So a lot of skill on offense, and I think their defense, to be honest with you, I think they're kind of similar to us. We're not the biggest defense, you know, physically, and I don't think they have the super size that maybe we faced in a Temple game and stuff like that as far as the guys up front, but they're running to the football, they're playing physical, they're fast to the ball, they're gang tackling, and you know, they have most of their secondary and I think all of their D-line back from a year ago, and I noticed that they probably graduated a couple linebackers, but you know, I don't want to mispronounce his name, number 51, Hatulski, is this week's player of the week. So, you know, I don't think he started last year, but obviously he's doing a pretty good job as a starting linebacker right now. So they're fast, they're physical, and defensively I think they're going to get after us. And, you know, we're up for the challenge, but we're entering CAA play, as you mentioned. And the last 2 weeks, I think our record as a conference was 19-2. Well, it's not going to be that this week because now we're all starting to play each other. So it's going to be a super competitive game, and we're excited for the league opener.
What do you feel like you've learned about your team over the first 3 weeks as you enter CAA play?
Well, as I mentioned, I think offensively, as I mentioned this before, offensively we've been striving to try to play a little more consistently across the board, and I think we've established that at least right now. They seem to be doing that, and Zach's progression seems to be going in a good direction. You know, we're hoping he would, you know, make progress as a quarterback and as a passer, and I think he's done that. And then defensively, I already mentioned, we're just wanting to play as physical as we can, play as fast as we can. The one area we could probably clean up from last week's game is we had a few too many penalties. And, you know, you got to be a little more disciplined than that. In close games, that stuff could come back and haunt you a little bit. So we got to clean that area up. But really, really pleased with the physicality of our team across the board and the ability to, you know, play at a fast pace.
Well, this is year one is for you as head coach. You've certainly been around this conference for an awful long time. When you see a 19-2 record against non-conference and a couple FBS wins, do you feel like the league, top to bottom, maybe is as good as you've seen it in a while?
It seems to be that way. You know, we always stress to our guys and our team over all these years, you know, when Coach Talley was the coach, and obviously I've been with him for a long time, we always tell them that, you know, whenever you're going into a league game, you better strap it on and be ready to go, because it doesn't matter who you're playing in this league. And I just heard Coach Fleming at the end of his conversation. We always tell everybody that this is the strongest league in the country, and the last 2 weeks seems to have proven that with the record that we were able to do in our non-conference schedule. So, hey, it's league time now, so everyone better be ready to go.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for the time today, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
All right, thanks.